continued dictation on Jennifer Woods. The next heading is prior evaluation, subparagraph dermatology evaluation for numbness and rash on the right cheek, subparagraph findings of the following: lissis verticale lentigines, telangiectasia, actinic damage, benign appearing nevi, cherry angiomas, and paresthesia. Subparagraph MR imaging shows evidence of enlargement of the trigeminal nerve. Left third, mandibular branch, cavernous sinus extending inferiorly, without significant change to previous imaging, 2019-2020. No abnormal enhancement. Subparagraph findings consistent with possible schwannoma. Due to persistent stability of previous findings. New paragraph. Recent evaluation, May 2020, coronary artery spasm. Some findings of possible ischemic heart disease. Subparagraph currently followed at UC Davis for dyslipidemia. New paragraph, otherwise asymptomatic. Subparagraph current medications. Rovastatin 2.5 milligrams, Cartizem, Ditalazem 180 milligrams. Dear Ken and professional colleagues, Jennifer Woods was seen today for neurological reevaluation with her records from Enloe Medical Center and her referral from the dermatologist. New paragraph. She reports that she has remained stable. New paragraph, as you know, she's quite concerned about the tissue lump in her left back, for which MR imaging of the lumbar spine has been requested but has not yet been authorized or approved. New paragraph, her neurological examination has remained normal. New paragraph, she has slight palpable tenderness over a moderate size soft tissue lump in the lumbosacral spine of uncertain etiology. New paragraph, her current clinical findings of schwannoma would suggest that there may be a risk that this may be tumor related. New paragraph, in consideration of this, we are re-requesting MR imaging for definitive diagnosis prior to any surgical intervention. New paragraph, MR imaging of the cervical spine was completed due to a history of neck pain and stiffness with findings of degenerative discogenic disease with relatively minor disc bulges, some potential neuroforaminal impingement, but without serious neuroforaminal or spinal stenosis. New paragraph. In consideration of her history and presentation, I've encouraged her to continue with her follow-up care at UC Davis regarding her heart disease, risk factor reduction, and continued treatment. New paragraph, we will request the MR evaluation study for definitive diagnosis of her lumbosacral tissue abnormality for considering further investigation and possible surgical referral. New paragraph, I plan on seeing her back for reevaluation with those results. New paragraph, I will send a follow-up report then. New paragraph, otherwise, her trigeminal neuralgia findings will be followed with MR imaging every 1 to 2 years or with changes in any symptomology in my signature.